same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to Terribles.com for more details.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. He will be back shortly. Here's how you can put the priorities of Nevada lawmakers into perspective. All right, we've got $190 million in transferable tax credits for the Oakland A's, plus $150 million through bonds and what have you, and tax abatements and everything else. We've been talking about billions of dollars in transferable tax credits for the film industry. But $50 million in tax credits that would be given to businesses that donate to scholarship organizations for K-12 children. Nope, can't do that. Democrats don't want to put that forward. The Opportunity Scholarship Program, which is a fantastic school choice program, the way it works is if you are a business, you can donate to a scholarship organization, a private scholarship organization, and receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. So it's kind of like you get to direct your tax dollars to that organization. And then that organization gives that money to, currently it's only low-income students, but it would be expanded to include lower-middle-income students, and they would be able to go to a private school. And the Democrats refuse to even entertain this at this point. So $190 million for the A's, billions of dollars for Sony Pictures in Hollywood, but $0 for those companies that want to send low-income kids to private schools. That's the priority of Nevada lawmakers. Plenty more when we get back. We'll talk about that Opportunity Scholarship Program. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Looking forward to the next hour.
For the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. More Americans are expected to get away for the Memorial Day weekend than last year.
AAA is predicting that 37 million Americans will drive at least 50 miles from home for this weekend. That's an increase of more than 2 million from Memorial Day last year, but still below pre-pandemic numbers in 2019. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 10 million travelers between Friday and Monday. That would be a 14% increase over the holiday in 2022. And slightly more than 2019. Hotel data provider STR says the average rate for a U.S. hotel room last week was $157 a night, up from $150 in the same week last year. I'm Donna Water.
Correspondent Rita Foley reporting on how many Americans filed for unemployment last week.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment for the week ending May 20th rose by 4,000, but the number is still at a healthy level. The job market is tight, and companies are reluctant to let employees go. Overall, 1.8 million people were on unemployment for the week that ended May 13th.
Correspondent Rita Foley. Also at townhall.com, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says time is running short, not to just reach a debt agreement, but to get a bill passed.
Once you have an agreement, then you've got to make sure it's written, and you can post it, then you've got 3 days, and then you have to have a vote on it, and then you've got to send it to the Senate. So every hour matters. That's why the White House has to become very serious about this, and that's why we worked well past midnight last night.
Debt ceiling talks being pushed to the brink as lawmakers prepare to leave town for the long Memorial Day recess. They're just days out from a potentially devastating debt default. A mixed close on Wall Street, the Dow losing 35 points, but the NASDAQ was up 213. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada state parks are officially rolling out a reservation system this fall to help manage visitor volume, starting with the Valley of Fire State Park. The system, called Reserve Nevada, will allow park guests to purchase day use passes and annual permits, reserve campsites and cabins, and make other special event reservations. Last year, Nevada State Parks announced plans to implement that reservation system in the spring of 2023 due to increased demand for camping and day use facilities. Approximately 4 million people visited one of Nevada's 27 state parks in 2021 and 2022, respectively. As his estate tries to sell his downtown Las Vegas properties, nine more Tony Hsieh properties are going up for sale. Realtor Avison Young is handling the sales of those parcels, which include parking lots and vacant buildings downtown. Hsieh was the former CEO of the online shoe seller Zappos and the face of downtown Las Vegas's resurgence, becoming one of the area's biggest property owners. He died in November of 2020 from injuries he suffered during a Connecticut house fire. He was 46 years of age. Sunny and warm today, a high of 91. It's 89 degrees right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're still seeing those early rush hour flows in the middle of the afternoon through that Dropicana construction zone on Interstate 15, both directions. You'll tap the brakes there. 15 northbound at Sunset, and slow flow is Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Welcome back this Thursday afternoon. Kevin Wall is out, so instead you've got little old me, Michael Schaus, former communications director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Now I run my own shop, schauscreative.com, if you want to find out what I'm up to. That's schauscreative.com. Opportunity scholarships are one of those things that was in Governor Joe Lombardo's priority list at the very beginning of the legislative session, and he seems to be very serious about telling Democrats, hey, look, we need to make some sort of progress on this if you expect me to sign any budget bills. And I'm very happy to see that attitude from the governor, because this is something that has been a really long time coming. We need some sort of educational choice in this state. And if you look nationally, we see it happening in other states. It should be here already in Nevada. So to talk to us a little bit about the opportunity scholarships and what we're hoping to accomplish and kind of what's going on behind the scenes, we've got Valeria Gurr with the Federation, the American Federation for Children, an absolutely outstanding organization. Valeria, you've been a staunch proponent of educational options for as long as I've been in Nevada. So glad to have you join the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to see, as you mentioned, the governor staying strong with the families no matter what. And the Democrats are playing games right now, but I hope, I'm really hopeful for the well-being of the families that they're going to be able to come to a compromise at some point and figure this out, because the reality is that the state of education in Nevada has been failing students for a very long time, and 70% of Nevadans support the governor's school choice proposal. So as you mentioned, very, very excited to see the governor staying strong for families and being an absolute hero in my book, because we have been defending this program. It's a very small program. Only 1,400 kids are currently participating, very, very low-income families, and it shouldn't be a political thing. This is kids accessing to a type of choice because of different issues that they have encountered in the school district. And it is unfortunate that they have to been fighting so hard to maintain their scholarships and just to be able to extend it for other kids and families that need it.
Well, and it's frustrating to me because from a purely political point of view, I mean, obviously, I love the idea of educational choice just in general. Anytime that you're giving parents more control over what educational environment they're able to put their kid in, that's, to me, a huge win. But if you look at the plethora of options that you have for how you could implement school choice policy, opportunity scholarships are basically the least offensive, so to speak, if you are a Democrat. I mean, this is a program that gives tax credits to private businesses that give money to scholarship organizations. We're not talking about taking public school money and giving it in the form of a so-called voucher or something. This is a really, as you point out, small program that allocates tax credits to businesses for helping low-income kids. I mean, why is this such an uphill battle at this point?
It's just the teachers' unions against it. But to your point, I don't even know what they're fighting about. It's a very, very, what the governor offers, a really comprehensive reform to fix the education system. And he was inclusive of everyone and mindful to everyone's viewpoints. So he offered $2 billion for public education. And he said, hey, we're also going to take into the account the families want options. He's talking about transportation and expanding the ability of charter schools to expand. And families that want to have access to private school education, he is proposing the first year to expand it half of 1% and the following biennium 1%. So to your point, is money that doesn't, sure, it comes from taxes and it comes from tax credits, but it's not money that wouldn't necessarily go automatically to the education budget. Perhaps it's not coming from the education budget, and they always try to make it look like, hey, you're going to defund public schools. And that's such a lie, and I'm tired of hearing that. At this point, I'm talking about it because I think that the community deserves to know that this program is not defunding public schools and instead is giving families opportunities that otherwise they wouldn't have it. And the reality is that if you look at the parental survey that it was done by EdChoice last year, you see that safety is in the top of the mind of families when they look for academic quality. Sure, academics is an important thing for families, that your kid is learning and reading at grade level. But that's not the only reason. The second reason is safety. Families want to feel that their kids are safe, loved, and valued in their school. And when that doesn't happen, parents do not want to leave their kids behind in an environment that they don't feel like they can thrive. So it is unfair that it is a political issue. It is unfair that they're fighting against something that is very small in comparison to what the governor is proposing. So, but at this point, they haven't given hearings to him on any of his priorities. But on Monday, they passed SB 503, which is, you know, the educational budget. So they're okay with passing more funding for public schools, but they don't want to address the need to fix and reform the system. So there's accountability, there is safety, and there is a school choice. So I really, really hope my organization also launches. You know, I'm Hispanic, I'm a first generation American, and I always feel like, and often feel like, my community is taken for granted. So we launch $250,000 campaign with ads in Telemundo and Univision, basically saying that we had enough and it is time that they consider what we need, because the reality is that you have a high population of Hispanics in this state, and they often don't know who are the people that vote against a school choice, because there's a lot of support for a school choice. All the polling has shown repeatedly that families want options and they want to provide what is best for their kids. But then what happens is that they don't know who votes against these issues, and it's highly frustrating to me as someone that, you know, has worked in both sides of the aisle, and I feel like, hey, like, we can't continue doing the same over and over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah, and this is one of those areas, too, that I think people are going to really get upset. You know, any parent that's following this is going to start to get really upset near the end of the legislative session when they see, you know, $190 million in transferable tax credits for the A's. They see, you know, billions of dollars in tax credits for Sony Pictures and Hollywood. But, you know, a $50 million tax credit program to give scholarships to low-income and lower-middle-income families is being completely snubbed. You know, people look at that and say, well, what are the priorities here? And I have to imagine, I mean, when we look at the rest of the nation, we see in Texas, there's a school choice revolution going. We see, you know, in just state after
Nebraska
state after
yesterday.
State. Nebraska. Yeah, Nebraska.
Yes, yesterday.
I mean, we're seeing this everywhere. At some point, parents in Nevada, even the parents that aren't terribly normally politically involved, are going to look around and say, well, wait a minute. When is it our
we're
turn?
We're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going to happen is they're going to start moving to other states. Because if you see, and I've seen this, like, in my, I'm on my friends. I have friends that have moved to states that are school choice friendly. Because you can, like, you cannot afford to have your kid unhappy. Or you cannot afford that your kid, it depends on what side of town you live to, right? So if you live in a really low income area, like, what you're seeing right now is that families are afraid of the bullying, the violence that got out of hand. And, you know, like, I received these polls, Michael. I work with the community. So this is not something that we're just making it up. You're seeing it on the news every single day. So the schools got out of hand. They have too many kids. They cannot control what's going on. And they have reduced what they do in the school. So, like, if a kid is getting out of hand and they're not able to control it, now there's not any sort of punishment. And the teachers cannot even keep up. So they're leaving, too. So we have to fix the education system. We have to bring accountability. We have to bring options. They asked for more funding, and the governor listened to that. He said, sure, let's address the funding issue, but also understand that we need a school choice in order to fix this system. Because even let's say we're in the perfect world and we have all the resources in the world and we're able to put all these billions of dollars into the public education system, it still is not going to work. So every family will encounter these issues in any sort of a school. So, like, what we're arguing here is that if you're a family that doesn't have the means to take their kids to a different system, money shouldn't be the argument. The family deserves the right to give their kids a happy childhood. And I shared this during the hearing of AB 400, the only hearing they give them, because after that they went quiet on it, and it has an extension, but they haven't discussed the bill further. There was a mom, her name is Teresa, and she told me she had to pull her kid out because she was being forced to join a gang. And of course, she's not going to get her kid to do that. So she pulled her out, and now her kid is doing virtual education. And her kid is depressed and suffering from anxiety. Yeah. And she tried to put her kid in a charter school, and the waiting list is 2 years.
Yikes.
And she says, I don't know what to tell my kid.
Yeah. And that's the real sad part about the current status quo is, you know, if for whatever reason your kid's not thriving in a particular school, you know, if you're wealthy, yeah, you can go pay $17,000 a year to get them put into, you know, some top-notch private school, or, you know, $10,000 or $8,000 or $5,000 to put them in some other religious school, or you can maybe move to a different part of town where they can have access to a different public school. But if you don't have those financial resources, you know, what are your options aside from pulling them out and trying to homeschool, which, you know, some of us who have full-time jobs simply don't feel equipped or ready to do that. So just
and even
idea.
If I try, I couldn't do it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I'm a mom and I love my kids, but homeschool is for some parents and it's not for others. Some people can do it, another one can do it. So, like, the reality is that we pay taxes in this state. Like, my kid goes to a private school and I'm able to afford that. But if I was in the circumstance that I would want to put him back into the public school system in my area, all the schools are less than 3 stars. Ugh. Do I want to do that? No, I don't want to do that. I want my kid to have a great education. And the state, those schools are able to stay open as long as they want with zero accountability. And they keep saying, hey, you're going to take resources away. And like, how about we start thinking about the damage that we're doing to our kids when you are putting low expectations on them? And I come, you know, I don't come from money. I come from poverty. So I know and I understand what these parents go through. The reason being, like, sometimes you want to provide, like, my mom couldn't help me. My mom relied on the school to help me because she didn't have the education to help me. So in many of these cases, these parents have to rely because they don't understand the system, because they come from poverty. And the only way to break the cycle of poverty is to provide equal opportunity. So, like, I'm the first one in my family to be able to go to college and to aim for a PhD and to think that I can do better things. And the reality we're saying, if you're poor, you just deserve to stay there. And if we fail you, I'm very sorry. We just fail you. So unfair.
And that's the scary thing is, you know, even when we're talking about the billions of dollars going into public education, you've got basically the message to families right now from the legislature as well. Hopefully it works in time for your kid. And that's just not a good enough answer.
Yeah. No, what it makes me mad is that the Democrats say that they're going to represent their community. And if you base this in just a rational argument, let's look at just a rational argument. The only argument is we need more money for public schools. But they look at all the statistics and they see that African-American kids and Hispanic kids are underperforming their white counterparts. But if you look at the whole entire state, then let's make it not about white or black kids. If you look at the whole entire state, you're seeing that none of our kids are proficient in the whole entire state in elementary, middle school, and high school. Nobody's reading at grade level or performing at math at grade level. So what we're seeing, just by empirical data, that our kids are suffering, not just academically, but also emotionally in many different cases. And I don't know if you see this. I still look at the Spanish media. I see this every single day. So we have to start looking at our systems and provide, you know, fix it all throughout. And the school choice is just part of how we're going to fix it, but it has to be addressed. And it is time. It's time to stop the political games, and it's time to listen to our communities. And to your point, I think my organization just put $250,000. We've never done anything this aggressive. And we're going to continue pushing because we had enough.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy to hear it. I'm glad that you are still out there fighting. Valeria Gurr, if people want to find out more, they can, of course, go to the federationforchildren.org. You guys are doing great work. Keep it up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, Valeria Gurr. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is my number if you want to be a part of the show here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years.